What's up and welcome to the next episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am your host, the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, and I want to apologize to anybody who listens to this show for taking too damn long on this episode. I've been dealing with a lot of personal business that I will not go into. I've been going back to work and trying to make some money. Seeing as I'm going back to a full work week schedule, the episodes of this show will be scarce. They'll be random, and I'll record whenever I get the chance. This doesn't mean this is the end of the show. It just means you're going to get an episode every other day or every other week. So, with that being said, the last episode we recorded was random shit talk. That was, believe it or not, not well received. That was the first time I ever did a random shit talk episode, and tonight we continue with random shit talk. This is a random shit talk part two. To anybody who will listen, if you don't want to listen, then I suggest you go listen to another damn podcast. But if you do like listening to what I have to say, and if you did stick around listening to my show after I took a brief hiatus, I appreciate you sticking by my side and believing that this show actually has a chance. Now, how to begin this random shit talk episode? Well, anyway else. I love to talk shit. And the first thing I want to talk shit about is a video game franchise that I just recently got into. And that I've been into for quite a while now. Ever since it came out. Since the seventh installment came out, which I'm hoping they announced the eighth installment soon. I'm talking about the Resident Evil franchise. The first time I was introduced to Resident Evil, I was introduced to Resident Evil 4. I watched my cousin play it, and he was pretty damn good at it. It took him a while to beat it, and I've seen him beat other games, but Resident Evil 4 was the best game I ever saw a family member of mine play. And after that, I ended up getting my own Resident Evil game in Resident Evil 5. And I played as Chris Redfield. And this girl, Aviva, whatever. Well, I probably mispronounced her name or probably got her name wrong. But either way, this native girl, and we had to take on the Ouroboros virus. These leeches, these little slug-like monsters. And, of course, we got to take on that asshole, Albert Wesker. But when my cousin played Resident Evil 4, he played as Leon Kennedy trying to save the president's daughter from this village. And they were infected by this leech-like monster called the Plaga. And, of course, you had to deal with this shrimpy little motherfucker named Salazar, or I think Salazar is his name. If I didn't get his name right, I'm sorry. But anyway, oh my god, that little bastard looking like Napoleon Bonaparte's little fucking twin. But yeah, anyway, I watched my cousin play that game, and it was the best third-person shooter that I've ever seen play. But of course, the other games were more action-packed. I've actually seen gameplay of the original Resident Evil. I was actually too young to buy the original Resident Evil games, Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2, and Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. Because either I was too young to buy and play, or I just didn't have the money to get the games. Which, when I got older, it was the latter. I was broke as a fucking joke. Which which said something. Me, nowadays I can actually get any game I want, but I'm choosing not to get any more games because I have over 60 games in my collection and I really, really don't need no more. But some of the games that the main games I do have in my collection are more relevant to me now, which are my Resident Evil games. I actually own Resident Evil 4, 5, 6, and Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, both the standard and the gold edition, which features the DLCs. And you can say I love my Resident Evil games. But of course, I forgot to add these to that list I just named off. I also recently got Resident Evil 2, and I got the new Resident Evil 3 that came out several months back. And believe me, Resident Evil has gotten a lot better with age. Well, not the originals. They're not like fine wine. But if you're a nostalgic gamer and you love playing classic games, I suggest you play the classic Resident Evil games. And of course, like I said, even though I never got to play the first Resident Evil, the original Resident Evil, the Resident Evil 2, 3, Code Veronica, Resident Evil 0, all the others, including the Revelations games, I'm actually a big fan of the games. What I'm not a big fan of is the movies. Well, Resident Evil 1 was actually pretty damn good, and Resident Evil 2 actually brought in the freaking Nemesis. But other than that, the other ones, from Extinction all the way up to the final chapter, those movies were pretty much just action-packed movies where the original character that they created for the movie, Alice, was pretty much created in a freaking lab. And of course, I have nothing against Mila Jovovich, who played Alice in the movie, and I sure as hell had no problem with any of the other actors and actresses who played the other games' characters in the movies. The person I have to blame for these movies is Paul W.S. Anderson, who, my God, just because he's married to Mila Jovovich, he thinks that just because he's married to a beautiful woman, which, yes, Mila Jovovich is a beautiful woman, you don't do that to Resident Evil. The first Resident Evil was fine. It had zombies, but you didn't take it in the direction that the way the games did. In Resident Evil 2 Apocalypse, you actually brought in the freaking Nemesis. And oh my God, he was badass. Although he barely freaking moved, he was stiff. Like most guys get stiff when they see a beautiful woman. But what the Resident Evil movies are supposed to be about are supposed to be based on the games. These other Resident Evil movies were not based on the freaking games. Yes, you had the game's characters in the movie, but you did not have to take it in the direction you took it. Especially in, I think it was Afterlife, when you had the freaking Alice clones. What in the fuck? First we had one Alice, now we have a shit ton of them. Clones. Fuck you, Paul W.S. Anderson. Fuck you, dude. But thank God Netflix is supposedly creating a Resident Evil TV series, which I'm actually looking forward to, and Paul W.S. Anderson needs to stay the fuck away from the Resident Evil franchise. I have nothing against his wife, Mila, but Paul, stay the fuck away from the freaking movie franchise or this show. Let someone who actually knows more about the fucking games do the fucking show. Just like, hell, let the fans pick who they want to star in it. You guys say you listen to the fans? Give the fans what they want. Give them an authentic video game TV series. Give them an authentic video game movie. Like they did with Sonic the fucking Hedgehog. Look what they did with that motherfucker. At first, before... Here's the thing. That movie was supposed to be released last year. But thanks to the outcry of fans, they scrapped the original Sonic, which looked like a freaking blue cat with a human face. And they made him look like his video game counterpart. Which, the movie set up for a freaking sequel, because I saw the ending, the leaked ending online, and it showed Tails looking for Sonic, which sets up the second movie. Now that is how you do a movie right. That's how you do a video game character justice. Now, of course they also did the same thing with Scooby-Doo when they just released the new Scoob movie. The new animated Scooby-Doo movie, which features the Hanna-Barbera characters like Blue Falcon and Dick Dastardly. Hell, even Muttley's in this fucking movie, which I haven't seen yet, so if anybody has seen it, please let me know if it's a good movie, because I actually want to see it myself. Because I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan myself. I've been a fan of that fucking mutt since I was a kid, when I watched the original 1960s animated series. Hell, even when I watched A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, I was a fan. And I'm still a fan to this day. Hell, my kids know who the hell he is. My daughter does. My son doesn't. But anyway, when it comes to video games, when it comes to cartoon characters, if you're going to do a video game adaptation of it, use the source material. Watch people play the games. Read the fucking story of the game and get a sense of how the game is, the movie is supposed to be. You want to get creative? Don't give us an original fucking character. Use the actual fucking characters in the fucking games. Which, like that Assassin's Creed movie. Yes, that movie wasn't that bad. Hell, they could have used material from the first game for that, which I'm pretty sure they did. And yet that movie was a complete and utter flop. Video game movies have not done well in theaters, which is why I'm hoping that when they come out with the Uncharted movie with Tom Holland as Nathan Drake, and apparently Mark Wahlberg as Sully, they do that movie justice. That they do the video game, that video game's franchise justice. Because if they fuck it up, oh, I best believe you're going to have a bunch of pissed off fanboys and fangirls saying, oh, you guys fucked up the movie. You guys made Nathan Drake a wuss or something like that. If you want to make a video game movie, right? By fucking God. Source material. Go straight to the source. Go to the fucking game's developers. And do it right. Hell, I don't give a damn if you reboot the fucking Super Mario Brothers franchise by doing a movie. At least make that movie fucking animated. Because when I saw the live action Super Mario Brothers, I'm like, what the fuck? The Goombas are fucking human beings with small ass fucking turtle heads. And King Koopa is fucking Dennis Hopper with a fucking badass, with a bad fucking haircut. And you made Mario and Luigi actual fucking plumbers. And of course, you made Yoshi look like a fucking dinosaur from Jurassic Park. Shit. Hollywood is fucking up our movie franchises, which they actually, one of the movie franchises, they video game franchises they did right besides Sonic was fucking Tomb Raider. Alicia Vikander is Lara Croft. No disrespect to Angelina Jolie and her turn as Lara Croft from the first Tomb Raider and Tomb Raider Cradle of Life, but no. Just no. Alicia Vikander is Lara Croft. And of course, that to this version of Tomb Raider with Alicia Vikander as Lara actually took inspiration from the Tomb Raider reboot games. Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and the most recent one, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I'm hoping to play sometime soon. And, but yeah, if you're going to do movies right, if you're going to do a video game movie right, follow in the footsteps of the guys who did the Sonic the Hedgehog movie and listen to the fucking fans. Listen to your critics, because video gamers are your biggest critics. You do a video game movie, do it right, and make the movie the way it's supposed to be. Hell, they were supposed to come out with a fucking Bioshock movie. And they never did because they couldn't get it right. Well, like I just said, go to the source. Go to fucking 2K. The developers of Bioshocks 1, 2, and Infinite. And ask them how they would make the movie. Hell, I don't give a fuck if you make the movie animated. Do it right. Get someone who is a big-time gamer, a big-time director who is pretty much a gamer, and get them to make the fucking movie. Because, hell, I'm seeing a bunch of fucking fan-made movies based on video games that are a lot better than the ones that they release in fucking theaters. Hell, I even saw this Uncharted fan-made movie with Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake. And I liked it. It actually made me believe that Nathan Fillion was Nathan Drake. And if they ever, if they decide to do a sequel to the Uncharted movie, then by all means, get Nathan Fillion to play an older Nathan Drake. And there you go. That's your plot. I mean, that's the seeds you need planted. Tom Holland as the younger Nathan, and have Nathan Fillion as an older Nate. Which, yeah, that's pretty much how I would do it. But that's my opinion. But when it comes to video games and movies, the worst ones have got to be the fucking Resident Evil movies. Like I said earlier. When it came to the first two, like I said, I liked the first two. From Extinction all the way up to the final chapter, I don't fucking think so. Sure, yes, I love the fact that most of the game's characters were in the movies and they were blowing their heads off fucking zombies. It's just too actiony. And of course, Albert Wesker is still a prick. Just like he is in Resident Evil 5. But me, my opinion, like I just said, you want to do a video game movie right, by all means, listen to the fans and go straight to the fucking source. Use source material like you would do in a fucking video, a fucking comic book movie or a TV show. If you're going to do a movie adaptation of a TV show, go to the fucking source material. Don't turn it into a fucking comedy like you did to 21 Jump Street. Which, those were actually pretty damn good, even though it was a comedy. If it's a drama, make it a drama. If it's based on a comedy, base it on a comedy. Make it a comedy. Me? I really don't give a damn. Movies are movies. But when it comes to my video game movies, you either do it right or don't do it at all. Hell, get the fucking game developers to make the fucking movie. That would probably do a lot better than these other these fucking filmmakers in Hollywood. Or at least get a consultant or get one of the game developers to become a consultant on the movie and tell them how the movie is supposed to be. Maybe the movie will be a flop. Maybe the movie will be a success. You never know. Me, like I said, I don't give a damn. A movie's a movie, but my video game movies, do it right or don't do it at all. Which brings me to something else. I was on my way home earlier tonight, and this guy told me that it was a guy at the, it was my neighbor. I was giving a ride to the store. He told me he actually listened to Shinedown. And he said the song that he was introduced to was, that he was introduced to the band, the way he was introduced to the band was the song, I'll Follow You, which is actually one of my personal favorite Shinedown songs. Now, me, I actually have every single one of Shinedown's albums from Leave a Whisper all the way up to Attention, Attention. And, of course, I have made it clear that one of my main favorites is Bully, because I was bullied when I was a kid. And But the song that I was introduced to Shinedown, that introduced me to Shinedown, was Second Chance. And I love Second Chance. And it's been my favorite ever since. Hell, I've even sung it to people. And like I said, Shinedown has been nothing but an inspiration to me when it comes to music. Now, they're the reason why I have good taste in rock music. Which brings me to something else. I still remember back when Theory of a Dead Man released their album, The Truth Is. No, it was when they released their album, Savages. And they released the song, Blow. And a line in that song actually says, Kanye West says rock is dead. Now, believe it or not, I actually took to heart what they said. That Kanye West says rock is dead. Because he did an interview with a magazine where he actually stated that rock is dead. Rappers are the new rock stars. That rap artists are the new rock stars. That he's the new rock star. No. Kanye West is nothing but an egotistical son of a bitch who thinks that he actually still makes good fucking music. Rock's not dead. It's still here. It's just, it's becoming less and less relevant due to the fact that more people would rather listen to pop music and EDM music than music with fucking guitar. Now, and of course, I'm going to quote Hinder on this from one of their songs, and it ain't real music without guitar. And I actually agree with what that line says. Because you're going to do, if you're going to do rock music, you got to have rock music with loud ass electric guitars. And here's the thing, when it comes to my rock music, nobody interferes with it. Hell, they've even incorporated electric guitars in country music nowadays. With party anthems, with rock, hard rock, country rock party anthems. And I like that a whole lot. And of course, back to what I said a moment ago, Kanye West is not a fucking rock star. He is not a fucking role model. Sure, he came out with a bunch of damn good hits. But to actually say that rock music is dead and that rappers and hip hop stars are the new rock stars, that you're the new rock star. No, you're not a rock star, Kanye. You just think you are. Just because you're married to one of the biggest families ever. You married into the Kardashian family, and you got one of the biggest attention whores pregnant, and, well, the rest is history. We've gotten to the point where people would rather listen to depressing music than rather listen to inspirational music. Hell, one of today's artists, Adele, I agree, she does inspirational music. And I have nothing against her. Some of her songs are actually pretty damn good. But when it comes to rock music, you don't badmouth rock music. Kanye West, and I hope he never listens to this episode. Kanye West, go fuck yourself if you think that you're a rock star. Hell, there's other rappers out there who are bigger rock stars than you. When you say you're a rock star, you're not a rock star. Every other rapper is a bigger rock star than you. I don't like you. Never have, never will. Hell, Post Malone's a bigger fucking rock star than you. Hell, that little fucking idiot Tekashi 6ix9ine's a bigger fucking rock star than you. And I don't even like that tattooed face motherfucker. I'm talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. And if anything, you're irrelevant. You're just trying to find ways to keep yourself in the fucking spotlight. That's all you want. You want the spotlight on you. When in reality, the spotlight's on everyone else but you. Hell, the spotlight's on your fucking wife more than it is on you. Spotlight's on your fucking kids than they are on you. Hell, I'm a bigger fucking rock star than you, and I don't even do fucking music. And if you're wondering why I have a beef, why I have a problem with Yeezy himself, when he did that, I have a beef with him because he says that rappers are the new rock stars. That he's the new rock star, that rock is dead. That rock music is dead. No. Rock music ain't dead. Rock music is still alive. And I believe rock is going to make one of the biggest fucking comebacks ever. Today's rock music is sounding a little more poppy than actually sounding like rock. I mean, hell, Five Finger Death Punch is still keeping their original sound. Nickelback is trying a new sound. Theory of a Dead Man trying a new sound. Hell, even the rock band Bad Wolves are starting and are trying to do a new sound. Hell, fucking Godsmack went from fucking metal to hard rock. And they still sound better than anything Kanye West has released. Hell, even some of the fucking metal bands sound a lot better than him. And that's me saying that. I barely listen to fucking metal. And I say metal music is better than anything Kanye West has ever released. So if you're listening to this and you're a fan of Kanye West, you can choose to unfollow my show. But if you agree with what I say, then by all means, agree with what I say. Saying that rock music is dead. Nah, rock music's alive and well. And I'm one of rock's biggest supporters. And here's the thing. One of the main rappers I listen to is Eminem. Yes, I'm a big Eminem fan. And I, like him, I don't support Donald Trump. I don't like him. I don't like the president. He may be our president, but I don't support him. I may be one of the few country boys who doesn't like Donald Trump or what he does. Pretty much, I'm calling him a social media whore. He's a social media president. He's a social media whore. He only became president because he gave out these many, many promises to where he believes that he can change the world. The only change to the world he's made is the stimulus checks, which I already got mine. And I already used it to pay my fucking bills. Like I'm supposed to, like any other idiot who decides to go out and use their fucking money to buy fucking furniture. So, to the ones who are out there buying their fucking furniture with their fucking stimulus money, fuck you. That's not what the money's for. I mean, give or take, Donald Trump is as big a tool as Kanye. They belong in a fucking tool shed. That's how big of fucking tools they are. And I hope somebody who's actually competent can actually bring this country back to the way it used to be. Bring back, and I want any big rock star out there, any big time rock bands, to make one hell of a comeback and show Kanye West that he's wrong. And of course, hell, even a bassist or guitarist, Chris Cale from Five Finger Death Punch, he's against Kanye West. So I support his ass. So Chris Cale, if you listen, you rock, dude. Hell, I especially love your fucking guitar solos and all the fucking singles and songs that Five Finger Death Punch has released. And I actually have some of Five Finger Death Punch's albums, including their most recent one, Fate. And I love it. So rock on to any of my rocker fans who listen to this. And to my country fans, you do realize the country stars are big rock stars too. No matter how much their sound changes. As long as they don't go pop, they're fine. Taylor Swift is an exception because she was already a pop star when she released her first album. I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I pretty much figured that after she released her album Red, that she was going to go from country to pop. Which, that was foreshadowed. I have nothing against her. Hell, she's still a damn good musician. As long as she's not writing songs about ex-boyfriends anymore, she's good. And to any rappers out there who listen to podcasts and come across my show, just know I have nothing against you. I'm a big hip-hop fan. I'm a big rap fan myself. Hell, I listen to Migos. I listen to, hell, I think I listen to Drake. I still listen to 3-6 Mafia. That's how classic rap I listen to. Hell, I listen to Tupac and Biggie. And they're, hell, they're long gone and they're more relevant than Kanye West. And I'm sorry for the bashing of Kanye West, but I really don't like that fucker. And of course, like I said, this is the part two of the random shit talk episode. So if I contradict myself, I really don't give a fuck. And of course, if you don't give a fuck, then I don't give a fuck. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I just had to get that out. But anyway, when it comes to the way the world is right now, like I said in the first, the very first episode of this show, there's, and of course, the other three episodes before the random shit talk part one, there is no getting back to normal. We're never going back to normal. And if we do manage to get back to normal, then the world will have proved me wrong. Because right now, we're still having to wear masks. We're still not allowed to go inside restaurants. And some stores actually close early. Like Walmart still closes at 8:30. Because that's what they're supposed to do. So that way they can restock their shelves so these idiots can quit grabbing fucking toilet paper. Or as I like to call it, ass wipe. And of course, when the world starts changing, I'll start changing, which I actually have started changing. My demeanor towards work has changed a lot. I don't like going to work, but I have to because I got my two children, which my daughter Hannah will be reaching her fourth birthday, and my son Leon will be reaching his first. And of course, this will be my fourth Father's Day with Hannah and my first Father's Day with Leon. And I'm looking forward to that fucking holiday. And when it comes to being a parent, I'm taking it one step at a time. I've been a parent for 4 years now, and I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. Hell, I've learned, but here's the thing, I used to be an angry SOB. Hell, I'm still an angry SOB. But I've learned to control my anger. Hell, when I get angry at my kids, which I know I'm not supposed to, my wife, my beautiful wife, actually calms me down. Tells me to go into another room. Go listen to music. Go play your video games. Go play on your phone. Go do something. Just get your mind off the fact that your daughter just pissed you off by doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing. In my honest opinion, and this is me talking, saying this, parents really shouldn't lose their temper towards their kids. Because if a parent loses their temper towards their kid and actually lays their hands on them, you're no better than a person who abducts children or a sex offender. Hell, if you put your hands on a child, like I've seen most people do, you're monsters. And you don't deserve children. You don't deserve to have kids. And if you're a parent listening to this, I hope you agree with me on this. If you want to be monsters to your kids, why even have kids in the first place? Kids are meant to be loved and trusted. Sure, kids get on your nerves, but they're still your blood. They're you. They're what you used to be when you were a kid. Hell, you were a pain in the ass to your parents. Now it's coming back to bite you in the ass, which is what's happening to me. I was a pain in the ass to my mother and my stepfather, and now it's coming back to bite me in the ass with my 3-year-old who's about to turn 4. It's coming back to bite me in the ass again with my second born. But what I'm getting at is, you want to abuse your kids? I'm against it. I'm against people who abuse their kids. Sure, you can yell at them, but don't lose your temper. I've learned my lesson when it comes to losing my temper when it comes to kids. And believe it or not, I've gotten my ass handed to me. On a silver platter, believe it or not. And I deserved it. I learned my lesson when it came to yelling at kids. When it came to getting into somebody's face. Don't get in somebody's face unless you can back it up. But when it comes to a parent losing their temper towards a kid, do what my wife does with me. Or, well, ladies, if you listen, if there's any ladies listening to this, do what my wife usually does. If your husband is about to lose their temper with your kid, who's about 4, 5, 6 years old, tell him to go do something else. Tell him to take a walk. Tell him to get in their car and drive around for a little bit. Cool off. Tell him to go play on their phones. Go tell him to fucking go play video games. Just don't tell them to go out drinking, because they'll come back piss-ass drunk and they'll still beat the hell out of your kid. Now me, if somebody lays their hands on my kid and they're drunk, you best believe you're going to get your ass handed to you, just like I used to get mine handed to me. Just for yelling at a kid or putting your hands on a kid. Now, I'm the kind of person who loves his children. I'm the kind of man who loves his children no matter what they do. And like I said, my children piss me off. Well, my daughter pisses me off. My son, Leon, has not done anything to piss me off yet. But I already know it's coming. My daughter pisses me off more than you would think. Now, most parents would not agree with how me and my wife raise our daughter. But when she does something that she's not supposed to be doing, we discipline her by popping her butt at least 3 times. 3 being the age she is. But with my daughter, she's like me. She's hard-headed. You pop her, she'll cry for about 4 or 5 minutes. She'll stop crying and go back to doing what she was doing. I mean, hell, in my studio right now, my daughter has actually taken a permanent marker and drew on the walls, which she has gotten punished for. Now, most people would say, oh, she's too young to get punished. But there is times when you have to step up and be a parent and discipline your children. Because if you don't discipline your children, you're going to end up getting children who disobey you, children who get up in your face and yell at you and tell you to sit the fuck down. Don't listen to them. Tell them to go fuck themselves, and tell them if you're going to live under my house, you're going to live under my rules. If not, get the fuck out. Hell, if your kid's 25 years old, just tell them to go find a fucking job and get the fuck out of your house. Or go live with somebody. Because if you're 25 years old and still living with your parents, if you're stable, by my standards, you're pathetic. If you don't have your shit together by the time you're 25. Me, I'm 30 years old and I still don't have my shit together, and yet I'm living on my own. I'm married and I have two children. And I got a shit ton of bills to pay. Now we've gotten to the end of the episode, but usually I give out a final thought, but to be honest with you, I really don't feel like giving a final thought. Well, no, that sounds cruel. I'll be honest with you, I really don't know what to say when it comes to a final thought. Like I said, the first final thought would be for the video game topic that I brought up the first time. The final thought for that is for any movie director trying to make a video game movie, for the love of God, use the source material and listen to the fans, because the fans know what the hell they want. Just like when it comes to WWE, listen to the fans and you'll get what you want. Give them what they want, you'll get what you want. And when it comes to the video game industry, movies, keep Paul W.S. Anderson away from your fucking movies. Because if you don't want trash like the Resident Evil movies franchise, keep him away from it. Just like keep Michael Bay away from the freaking Transformers movies. When it comes to music and when it comes to that empty ball sack known as Kanye West and the other empty ball sack known as Donald Trump, rock is not dead. Rock is still alive. And you two are a couple of fucking idiots who don't know what the fuck you're thinking about. And if you want to make America great again, don't get on social media and say stupid shit. Yes, I'm talking about Trump. And of course, lastly, when it comes to being a parent, if you want to abuse your kids, you shouldn't have became parents in the first place. You're supposed to love your children, not discipline, not rule over them like a fucking dictator. Because if you give them too much discipline, they're going to turn into a fucking psychopath and go on a killing spree. Don't give them enough discipline, they're going to run you over like a fucking 18-wheeler that would hit a fucking deer. And that's looking straight into your fucking headlights. But of course, if you're 25 years old or older, you're not married, you don't have kids, you don't have your shit together, and you're still living with your parents, you're pathetic. You need to get off your asses and go out and find a job. Because no one else is going to do it for you. And with that being said, nothing will be handed to you on a silver platter anymore. We're living in a different world. Grow the hell up. Grow a set. Find you a good woman. Find you a good job. And figure your shit out. And with that being said, that is the end of Random Shit Talk Part 2. And I would like to thank anybody who has listened to this episode. When it comes to this, this is a part of my life now when it comes to working, making money, taking care of my family, taking care of my wife, my kids, and getting shit done. And when it comes to future episodes of this show, they are being planned out. I do have a lot of things planned for future episodes, and I even have plans to have a special guest on a future episode. And with that being said, I want to thank you all for listening to this special episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am your host, the Alpha Dog, AJ Lasser, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Thank you. Good night. Wash your hands, wash your ass. Stay healthy, America. Good night.